this upcoming Saturday. In men's college basketball, Illinois gave up 51 points in the second half yesterday and lost to 21st-ranked Arizona 90-69. They are off until next Monday when they host Hawaii. St. Louis U defeated Valparaiso at Chaffetz Arena on Saturday. They're 2-0 in the season. They'll host Eastern Michigan on Wednesday, and then Seton Hall comes to St. Louis on Sunday. And Mizzou is also off to a 2-0 start. They play tomorrow night at Xavier. News, weather, traffic, and sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin. You know you're doing something right when you're a locally owned St. Louis family restaurant that's been open for 25 years. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, the Karagiannis family opened Surf and Sirloin in 1994, serving only USDA prime beef. That's the highest graded beef in the world. And as for the seafood, Surf and Sirloin has always acquired its fish whole, so the product can be inspected on site to ensure its quality and integrity. When you want a high-end steak and seafood dinner, white tablecloth dining, go to where St. Louisans have gone for over a quarter century, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, download the app Open Table, or make them online, surfandsirloin.com. From the 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner is hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion.
Club Fitness has something for everybody this fall. Join in November for just $1. That's right. Four quarters get you started on your fitness journey today. Sweater season's now sweating season with free group classes, free kids club, 24-hour access, and 23 locations. Lift local at Club Fitness this November for just $1. To learn more or sign up online, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
We'll have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Who's ready for Maryland-style crab cakes? At Surf and Sirloin, it's a true crab cake. No peppers or onion, no filler, just a little egg and breadcrumbs to bind the cake together. The crab cake entree is 8 ounces, of which 7.5 ounces is crab meat. That's how little filler is in there. Surf and Sirloin, located southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, and serving only USDA prime beef, which you won't find at the grocery store. Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
Brush off your controller and polish that top hat. It's time for the first ever game night in Clayton. Come on down to Kingside Diner on Thursday, November 21st from 4:30 to 7:30 for a night of fun. Enjoy some classic board games like Scrabble, Battleship, Monopoly, and Clue, and then head on off to the game room for some retro runs and over 30 different Nintendo NES games. The fun won't stop there with cards, dominoes, and even an outdoor space with yard Jenga. Wrangle the family, grab some friends, and get ready for an evening of games galore.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
She does this every day, and she never misses a note. Kate Smith. As we begin a special Veterans Day Playhouse, and it starts now.
Well, FM.
Yeah, nailed it. Oh,
too early.
FM.
Puppets having sex.
Love that.
I remember that.
Come on, when you're a kid, who hasn't done that with puppets? Are you kidding me? Hey, does any kids still have those sock puppets like you put on your hand and your thumb is one arm? And they were always as hard to make the arms work.
I don't think they still
work.
Make those. Oh, wait, your pinky's one arm and your thumb's the other arm?
Yeah,
it was really hard. Still have them.
I've never thought of those till just now, and I haven't thought of those for years and years and years.
Now we know what to get you for Christmas. Things.
Yeah, right. Get me a puppet. Make her female and kind of hot looking, and I can pretend.
Give a big Dolly Parton boots.
Yeah. She'll blow up now.
Should she speak?
No. I want her to be quiet.
Hey!
Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care today. I've gone there for 46 and a half years. We'll talk about it, but let me do a round of introductions real quickly. At the control board, you didn't run a control board in Great Britain the whole time you were there, did you, Lonnie?
I did not know.
Well, but that's because the BBC does not appreciate your talent the way we do. Folks, for 19 years, he was unappreciated in Great Britain. 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. And we're glad that he's here with us now in the great United States of America. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And good to see him back in the studio after he was in Chattanooga and then down in Georgia. Now he's back where he belongs. Did not get up this morning and decide to go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland, welcome back. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, and be careful. It is very, very slick out there.
What?
Very slick.
Mm-hmm. Very slick.
On a scale
slid right into the radio station parking lot, in fact.
On a scale of 1 to slick, how slick would you say it is?
1 to slick?
I would say a 7.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, that's pretty slick.
That's pretty slick. And, 6-7. Slick's not good. You can have all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, 10-wheel drive. Ice is ice, and they're all going to spin when it's slick, so... Be careful. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union. They're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations. Oh, yes, they are.
Oh.
Including their newest location in Waterloo, Illinois on North Route 3 right in front of Walmart. And now, through the end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place for all of your banking needs.
How many strings are attached to that deal?
No strings.
What?
None. Yeah, no strings at all. Nope. Wow. Just move your car loan over.
Great deal.
They'll give you at least $100. To find out more, go to FirstCommunity.com. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
And that voice you just heard of Dan Strauss was one of the two voices you'll hear every Saturday morning because he and Scott Sherman co-host the yard sale together, 7 to 9 o'clock, sponsored, of course, by First Community Credit Union. Up next, formerly Denny's, many, many years ago, was proud to call him one of theirs. Well, they weren't proud. They just had to call him one of theirs till they let him go. So did Wendy's. So did Kentucky Fried Chicken. So did the Cutco Knife Company, still in business, Cutco. I believe we have some Cutco knives in our kitchen. Sadly, we did not buy them from this next guy, but he sold them door to door. He sold beer at Busch Stadium. He was a DJ at a roller rink, and he was an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. You say, what does he do now? That's easy. He's head of research. He's in charge of resetting our digital clock. Let me check that time. It is, oops, had to get something out of my way. It's blocking my view. It's 5:19:40. No, 5:19:42, 43, 44, 45. Let me take a quick look at the U.S. Naval Observatory clock. Bingo! In sync. The time is exactly right, and that is what he is paid to make sure of. He's also our newsman, our news director. He's author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, oh, and one other thing.
I'm
the theme song from the Rockford Files. Jim Rockford was a private investigator, and so is this guy. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And by the way, you made me laugh when you introduced Limey, because you usually introduce him with the same verbiage each time, but today you interjected the initials BBC during his intro. And like on dating sites, BBW is kind of the slang
big,
for
beautiful woman.
Big beautiful woman. And when you said BBC, it made me think of big beautiful cougar. And I thought that might have been what that meant. Reminds me of my mom when she used to be fat. I asked her what she wanted for Christmas. She goes, "Buy me something to wear." I said, "What size do you wear?" And she actually said there used to be a label on clothing that says for women. I couldn't believe this. It said one size fits most.
I thought you were going to say it said one size fits three normal women all together.
Wow.
Was your mom, how big was your mom? Was she real big?
She's skinny now, but she was well up over two bills at one point in her life. She's about 100 pounds less than she used to be at one point in her life. She was
to a me?
She was a... Two bills.
Wow.
She probably was. Just about two bills. Two bill Cleveland.
One bill's 100, two bills is 200.
What do you weigh, ma'am? About two bill Cleveland.
I think I weigh about one and a half bill Cleveland. Maybe one and a half.
Well, that's Tim Woodburn.
I need to say hi to Johnny Landoff real quick.
Go ahead.
I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Which, that's terrible traffic right now. Now would be a great time to get off the highway and go walk through their lot. John said they're open until 8 o'clock tonight. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7 at Landoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know you're AM and the PM at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
I think after days like today, there's a spike probably in all-wheel drive and 4x4 sales, because...
Mine's got traction control, and I love it.
Well, yours is a front-wheel drive car. And the cars you don't want to be on the road in today are Mustangs, Corvettes, Camaro, any rear-wheel drive car. No. Stay home. Disaster when it's slick. But stop the music a second. Years ago, I learned from the head of a service department at the dealership. I had not met John Landoff yet. And this guy said, here's a fact few people know. If you have a front-wheel drive car, you have 85% of the pulling power and traction of an all-wheel drive car or a 4x4. Because the wheels that are pulling and where you're getting your traction are the ones right under the engine where the weight is. So that's where you get most of your traction. Now, sometimes you need that additional 15%. I have a driveway that one end of it, if you try to go out when it's slick, a front-wheel drive vehicle will almost do it. It'll slide back. But you kick it into a 4x4 all-wheel, it'll scamper right out of there. So sometimes, but that's good to know, Limey. You, in most weather, that Malibu will go wherever you want to go. It's got to be really steep and pretty severe or slick for it not to. You can start the music again. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. Well, Rat Boy just told me a story. He got stuck a few years ago. Apparently, it's some bad ice and snow and whatever, and he managed to get out. He said that he didn't have any sand or shovels or salt or anything. He jammed. What'd you jam under the tires?
Cheese.
He had some Swiss cheese. You know, it has holes in it. Yeah. Kind of like a traction, like a special tread it created for him. There you go. Thank you, Rat Boy, for that suggestion. You may want to keep Swiss cheese with you.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. Nothing makes me feel better during depressing, cold, icy, nasty weather than to just turn on and turn it up loud some great polka music, none better than provided by these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, located at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. 46 and a half years ago, I walked in for the first time as a brand new patient and never from that day wanted to go anywhere else, because I had thought my coworker, Barbara, had exaggerated, because I told her I was still practically a newlywed, only been married a couple of years, hadn't really established a dentist in Missouri because I'd lived in Illinois for a while. She said, oh, you should go where I go. She said, it's the best. You will really like it. And I thought, like it? Nobody's ever said you'll like a dentist. I'm so glad I listened to her. Certain things you don't forget. You don't forget who it was. In this case, I don't, who clued me in about Ballast Dental Care. And I don't think you will either. I think you will remember till the day you die. If somebody on your deathbed said, I know you go to Ballast Dental Care. Do you remember who told you about it? Maybe your last words will be, Franco Pena. See, you won't forget. You'll remember. When good things come along, you tend to remember who it was that steered you toward them. So I am delighted to be the one to tell you about Ballast Dental Care and hopefully be the one to convince you to make your next appointment there. And that's really it. That's all this is. It's just me asking you to make one appointment. You're not signing any contracts. You don't have to go there for the rest of your life. If you don't like it, don't go back. That is not going to happen. You will continue to go there regularly, and you'll look forward to it. Now, that's the part that's really hard for a lot of people to believe, but it's true. Go ahead, do it. Test me. Ballast Dental Care. Website has all the information you need. Again, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
And he's here today, and he made it through the crappy streets because, like the rest of us, he's a workaholic. His name is Bill Cleveland. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. Preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. And all the information about this fantastic product and fantastic company is at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's warm things up by putting those hands together, creating a little friction and warmth for Bill Cleveland. Bill, how are you?
I'm depressed looking at the weather outside, but other than that, I'm good.
When did you actually get back to town?
Very late Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, very late Friday night. A long, long drive, but it was a great day, and I'm going to share a story with you all, what happened to me on Friday, and this is actually one of these occasions I wish Dan had been along on the road trip. Maybe if you'd stop talking, I'll tell you.
Sorry.
Oh, boy. Man. See, there are young kids listening, and they're going to think this is how people should talk to each other.
Oh, boy. So,
what happened on Friday?
As I was saying.
I knew it. I knew he'd do that.
Come on.
So he predictable.
He wished I was with him, and I'm waiting to hear this.
Well, it may be a while before we get to it. So I mentioned that
what
I
happened
was
on Friday.
Oh, come on. I knew it.
Okay, we've all done it now. It's over. Yes. It's over. It's over.
Show's over? Show's over?
No, it's over.
Oh, gotcha. I mentioned to you on Thursday that I picked up this thing at the Tennessee Visitors Center. It was a passport. It's actually a really smart marketing thing that the state of Tennessee did based on the Ken Burns documentary Country Music. You mentioned you've seen that. I'm sure a lot of folks in the audience have seen it as well. And so what they did was they went and they marked a lot of places that are important to the history of country music, and then some of the places that were actually mentioned in the documentary. And so I thought, this will be fun. I have Friday. I'm going to be going through Tennessee. I'll be in the Nashville area heading home. I'll just go and do some of the things in this passport. So I did. So I went and I did. I went and did the Songbirds Guitar Museum. I talked about that. That was actually in Chattanooga. I went over to Loretta Lynn's ranch. She has her ranch house over there. Went to the place where Patsy Cline's plane had crashed. They have a memorial there. But the most interesting one was the one that I did last. And so Johnny Cash had a ranch. It was it's outside of Nashville. He lived in he lived about maybe 35-40 minutes east of Nashville. But what I discovered is he spent most of his time that he wasn't traveling or on the road, he spent it traveling or living at home, at this ranch, and they called it the Hideaway Farm. And so this is the place that he called the center of his universe. And honestly, I had never heard about it until
I never heard of it either.
I had picked up this pamphlet. And so I thought, well, this would be a great one to go and visit. Well, I was running late. It closes at 2 o'clock. And just a little backstory. So this couple purchased the property recently, and they're trying to turn it into a tourism stop. And so they're really kind of just getting started, and I think this is a big deal for them to be in this, included in this passport. So it closed at 2 o'clock. So I was not going to make it by 2 o'clock. So I called, and I just said, hey, I'm on my way. Is there any way that I could still visit? I'm really close, but I am not going to be there by 2. And they were really, really nice. And they said, absolutely.
They say, who is this?
Yeah, they said, who is this? They were really nice, and they said, just come on out. You're fine. We'll take care of you. It'll be fine. So I get there. They have a little museum that has some of Johnny Cash's stuff. Like, for example, they have his bed, the bed that he and June Carter Cash had in their home out in eastern part of Nashville area there. I can't remember. Was it Hendersonville? Is that the name of the city? Yeah.
Right.
His bed, and they had different, you know, guitars and whatever. And so you kind of meet there. But the farm is up the road about a mile or so. So these folks said to me, just go
were
on.
Were there any stains on the bed?
Did oh, for goodness sakes, no. Ooh. I didn't. So the couple said, they said, just go on up. Just go on up. When you get there, you'll have to, because it's after hours, and because just hit the little button on the gates, and we'll let you in. Just take your time, do whatever you need to do, take pictures, do it. I'm like, all right, great. So I get there, I go about a mile down the road. There is Johnny Cash's ranch. It's got, you've seen the gates of Graceland. You know how they have with the music notes and things like that. Same sort of deal of protecting the driveway to this place. I hit the button, they open up the gates, and I pull in, and it's really, really cool. So I'm going around taking some pictures. They've got the Johnny Cat, they have the car, the song One Piece at a Time. Do you remember that song?
Oh, I love that. I love that
song. They have the car that song was based on. It's parked there. And so I took a few pictures, whatever. So, they told me, go anywhere I want, take as many pictures as I want, whatever. So I decided to go inside the house. So I open the door, thinking nobody is around, nobody's there. I open the door and walk in, and there are people inside. And so, and
hello,
so
I'm Johnny Cash.
This guy looks at me and he says, "Oh," because I had my camera equipment with. He goes, "Oh, are you the Cash's photographer?" And I mentioned that I had talked to the folks. They said, come in, do whatever I wanted. They were like, oh, okay. So inside the house, because
yeah, they said, you know what, I should start playing with yourself. Because you said, except I could do anything I wanted, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
Ha, 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 ha.
If you had a puppet, it would be even creepier.
So inside the house were several of Johnny Cash's children. They were inside the house. His one daughter was getting ready to, let me back up just a second. So the guy who initially said, are you the Cash's photographer? He was this big producer from Los Angeles. And long story short, there is apparently a top secret group, almost like a secret society type of thing. It has about 1,000 or 1,500 members from all across the country. They're like music people, there are celebrities, and there's just regular people as well. And once a year, they do a top secret dinner in some sort of a historic spot. And this year, they chose the Johnny Cash's ranch. Whoa. to do their dinner. So I was one day early. They were very nice, and they're like, "You should stay. You should come. You should come to the." I said, "I got to get home. I got to get home. Whatever." But here's the cool thing. So I am now part of the top secret group. They've invited me to be part, and I get to go to the next dinner, wherever that may be, somewhere in the United States.
Oh, that's awesome.
All because
which daughter was there? Did you meet her? Did you meet his daughter?
Her name was Cindy.
Was it Roseanne?
Cindy Cash.
Never heard of her.
She was the daughter of Johnny Cash and his first wife. But I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. They had, like, you know, his rocking chair was in there, and they had all, it was just, it's going to be a really big tourist attraction once word gets out. But it's called the Hideaway Farm, and anybody can go and visit. It just so happened I was just right place, right time. And I think this is going to be pretty cool.
You got a plus one for that invite?
How many members are in this secret thing?
So the guy told me there were, and it was, he was.
It's not very secret now.
I'm sorry, I dozed off. What happened Friday?
Shut up, Tim. Seriously. And so, what did you ask me? How many members? I think there. I think there are about 1,500 all across
the
country.
That's not many.
No.
That's very
select. Yeah, and so this was their big dinner for the year, and I was bummed out that I missed it by one day, but it all works out in the end. So.
Well, you didn't have to miss it. What made you have to come back? I mean, you could have stayed.
I could have. I didn't have a place to stay, and I was tired.
You're not married. You don't have anybody telling you what you can do.
Work to do. So, but no, it'll be great. So, but yeah, pretty cool deal. So there you go. But do check out the place. It's called the Hideaway Farm. And it is just, I can't remember the name of the town. Bon Aqua, I think, is the name of the town in Tennessee. A little small country town. And okay. There you go. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan. All right.
You should have asked him if you could bunk Bill. There for the night.
The couch did look mighty comfortable.
Why did you want Dan there? I lost that, too. Why did you want Dan there with you?
Because he's a big Johnny Cash fan.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
Gotcha. That's cool.
That would have been cool. Sleep on the bed that Johnny Cash slept on.
They had another bed that he used, yeah.
Huh. Should have tried to have sex with his daughter. You could have been Bill Cash.
Ooh. You could have been in the cash, but
there you go.
Bill Cash, who's in the cash. That's right.
Yeah.
And there's no law that says the guy can't take his wife's name when you get married. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
I
would insist on that. I'd go, I'll marry you.
William Cash.
And we wouldn't even make fun of you.
I'd go with Billy Cash.
Billy?
It just sounds. Mm-hmm. Billy Cash. Hello, I'm Billy Cash. Look how it sounds. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion, St. Louis Blues. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Now, folks, this is going to be weird. I'm watching the clock, and there are some marks that I have to hit here. I have to get Mike Evans in here about, let's see, out about 5. Oh, this is going to be tough. 5:45. Okay, I think I can make this happen. A couple of quick notes here. Saw a couple of movies over the weekend. Saw Harriet. My goodness, what a movie. If anybody saw 12 Years a Slave and saw the acting in that movie and the story, Harriet is the true story of Harriet Tubman. She single-handedly is responsible for leading hundreds of slaves to freedom. It's a terrific movie, just simply called Harriet. And Midway, I enjoyed. I know that it hasn't gotten, the reviewers didn't particularly like it, and I think the problem if, younger people watch it, it looks like a video game to them, but they've become accustomed to battle scenes in some of these video games. To them I say, watch it again, it's not a video game, and that's what these people actually lived through. What you sit and play with a controller, they were fighting desperately for their lives as bullets are coming at them while they're flying these planes. There's a great Pearl Harbor scene in Midway, too. They don't really talk about that, but there's a terrific... I don't know how these movie makers recreate this stuff with such realism, but, man, you'd think you are watching Pearl Harbor get bombed. I enjoyed it. Midway, there's a little criticism I have of it, and it wouldn't come from most people. In the scenes where they're in these fighter planes... And the guy in the front's talking to the guy in the back. There's no microphone. They're just talking to each other. You could never do that. It's way too loud for that. That's the only thing that bothered me, was that could never have happened. And that's a minor thing. It's not a big deal. I was in the supermarket yesterday with my wife, and we're in the meat section, ground beef, and there was a package, and one of the letters was smeared. It was almost gone. And I'll tell you, by missing that letter, what it looked like I was looking at. You know, when you see, I don't know what you call it, but the ground beef that's like a donut, it's not a complete patty, but it's got, have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
It's got a hole in it.
Yeah.
And it looked like above it said 100% anus beef. It was supposed to be Angus.
That's
supposed to be Angus.
That's the tender part of the beef.
No, that
well,
was probably
I'll bet it is, but I don't want to. No, I mean, I can't. It looks just like it. Like, and I looked up, I thought, oh, man, ground beef with a hole.
Better than your anus.
If it was shaped like that, a hole, it is anus beef.
I was at a Burger King drive-thru a couple days ago, and
they gotta make this quick.
They have a burger with no meat in it.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've actually tasted. It's called Impossible Meat.
Yeah. How was it?
I've tasted it. It is unbelievable how much like ground beef it is.
Wow.
No, you're going to see it all over the country pretty soon. I've tasted it in like pasta bolognese, but it wasn't really beef. I was stunned when I found out it was called Impossible Meat. Ladies, get in here, please. I'm going to get this song in.
Ooh, that's nice.
For the veterans, one of my favorite veterans jokes, story of a community where the locals, who are very patriotic, decided to pull together and create a pretty significant fund. The wealthier people were donors. They went to GoFundMe, raised money, and they wanted to honor three of the older veterans in the community who'd served in, you know, World War II. So they get them together and they have a service. They get up and announce and they say to all three of them, they say, gentlemen, we have decided that we would like to reward you with extra compensation. We know that benefits aren't what they should be. So what we've decided to do is you can pick any two points, any two parts of your body. We'll measure the distance between them. And whatever the number of inches is, we will multiply that by 100. And converted into dollars. So and they call the first veteran forward. Major Arnold Tickman, please step forward. He steps forward. Says, where would you like to be measured? He says, $100 an inch, huh? I see, yeah. He says, from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. So they measure him. 70 inches times 100. $7,000. Everybody applauds, and he steps down. The next veteran stands up. He says, well, I'd like, I've been thinking about this. I had my calculator out. I'm going to raise my hand above my head, and I want you to measure the tip of my fingers down to the bottom of my feet. So what he did, he just stretched the distance, raised his hands. So they get on a little stepladder, measure from his fingertips with his hand raised as far above his head as he can get it. 2 feet, 90 inches, $9,000. The third veteran steps up. They say, Colonel, where would you like for us to measure? He says, well, I, too, have had my calculator out and ran the numbers. And I think I'd like for you to measure the tip of my penis back to my balls. Now the reaction is, well, you know, here's a modest. This guy doesn't want to take a lot of money. He's trying to. You know, they say, well, Colonel, we have plenty of money in the fund. You sure that's? He goes, I'm positive. Go ahead. And he unzips his pants. I think I have the sound of that. Ooh. There it is. And the doctor who's doing the measuring in the group gets down and gets ready to measure from the end of his wiener back to his, as he said, his balls. And very confused, the doctor looks and says, Colonel, my goodness, Colonel, I can't find your testicles. He goes, that's because they're in Vietnam. That'll be $490 million.
A lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Even though I gave plenty of warning, I believe our Dan Strauss, world's worst producer, just now decided, oops, maybe it's time to call Mike Evans. So while he gets him on the phone, I will tell you that Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Co-owners, equal level of striving for nothing but perfection in everything they do in Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, closed only on Mondays. And gift cards are not only a good idea, they're a great idea. Because think about it, who would not really appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market? Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Now take us to Dallas, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Happy
Homer, how you doing? Happy Veterans Day to you.
Happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. God bless them.
You bet.
So, we start off today our pop quiz question. First one of the week. Here you go. Name the name of the celebrity who once studied economics. Speaks French. His real first name is Basil. His dad lived to be 93 years old. He failed his first acting audition. Who is this guy? Ewan McGregor. Mick Jagger. Benedict Cumberbatch. Ringo Starr. Answer in a minute. Hard Love News Brad Pitt says that he never kept his kids from traveling overseas, only permanently moving overseas. And Brad is furious that Angelina Jolie,
no,
is accusing him of that. Brad points out he doesn't want his kids to move overseas to France for one simple reason. His kids' grandparents, aunts and uncles and cousins all live in the United States. That makes sense to me. I mean, why would you want your children to move overseas? Follow-up, just 2 weeks ago, Brad was back in his hometown in the Buttage, in the Buttocks, Springfield, Missouri.
It's still funny to me that you call Springfield the Buttocks of Missouri.
I like it.
I don't know why.
First time I ever met Frank O'Pinion was at the. You know what I'm going to say?
I have no idea.
Really?
No, I don't remember the first time we met.
First time we met was at the Bass Pro in Springfield.
Wow, really?
We had lunch there.
At Hemingway's, probably. The restaurant upstairs with a big aquarium. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the first time. Okay.
Actually, I think we had met once at St. Louis at the radio station, and you were in Springfield, but we didn't know each other. We actually sat and broke bread together.
Good way to put it.
Brad was in Springfield visiting his mom, his dad, his brother, Doug, and he also visited Kickapoo High School, which, as you know, all four of my children went to Kickapoo High School. Brad Pitt has become very much closer to his family lately. Despite Ed Sheeran saying he was shocked that DNA proved that his great-great-uncle was Frank Sheeran, the mafia's most bloodthirsty killer, who is played by Robert De Niro in the movie Irishman. Well, the truth be known, Ed Sheeran has known that for a long time.
Irishman.
Oh, I know. Thank you. He had known for a long time that his great-great-uncle was Frank Sheeran. Odds and uncles. No, let's change. I'm going to move on to this. Jailmates of former New England Patriot convicted murderer suicide victim Aaron Hernandez say when he was in jail with them, he admitted other killings.
Whoa.
So now there's new investigation opening up and a biopic in the works. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to say something.
No, mm-mm. Not much else to say.
Some of these movie critics make me want to stink, and Frank can tell you don't want me stinking.
No.
Most of them ripped Midway, I think, to be politically correct. But now these bitter critics lie, refuse to admit that they're wrong, actually say that the movie Midway bombed. Well, for the record, the number one movie at the box office this weekend was Midway. The exit poll showed 92% of the people that went and saw it said they'd recommend it to friends. These critics need to shut the front door.
Yeah, the sad thing about Midway, and you saw it, but you saw a screener probably, is in the movie theater when we were there, I don't think there were five people in there under 50. And that's a sad state of affairs.
Very
sad. Everybody should watch it.
It is true. Chelsea Clinton has quietly set up an exploratory committee looking into a run for the United States Senate of New York.
Oh, well, boy. Hallelujah. Thank goodness.
Yep. The country is saved. That also explains all the recent television appearances with her mother, Hillary, recently.
Well, don't they also have a book tour? They're on some kind of book tour or something?
They do.
Yeah.
Love Nugget, 64-year-old Kris Kardashian Jenner.
Right, that's the woman, right? Yep.
Right. Correct.
Is marrying the 38-year-old boyfriend,
ooh,
Corey Gable. Kris is trying to see the... if the ceremony could be a big television event.
Oh, my goodness.
Can these people not get enough attention?
Pay-per-view.
All right. All about that money.
Yeah.
And you know what's sad? If it were pay-per-view, what's sad is that if we got to see the number of and I'm just going to say it, women and probably gay guys who would pay to watch that. It would,
it's amazing.
It would be. Yeah, it would be.
Unbelievable. I got something done this week, and I was really excited about. Biggest highlight of my weekend wasn't LSU winning. It was getting my Christmas tree up and all the decorations.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Good for you.
November 10th, I got all my Christmas stuff up. Is that pretty cool or what?
I think, doing it late is kind of it's a lot of work and then not up very long. You might as well do it early. It's a headache. You might as well enjoy it for a while.
Yeah, it took all day Sunday. All day Sunday. I understand there could be a big problem with Cuba Gooding Jr. Another woman has come forward saying that she was sexually harassed by him. Mm-hmm. Well, that's hard to believe, Cuba Gooding Jr.
One minute, Mr. Evans.
Okay.
I told you we'd be early
today. I'll see that for tomorrow.
Okay.
And finally.
I can't wait to see that Irishman, by the way. That looks really good.
Cool. Fabulous. Name the name of the celebrity who once studied economics, speaks French. His real first name is Basil. Dad lived to be 93 years old, and he failed his first acting audition. Is it Ewan McGregor, Mick Jagger, Benedict Cumberbatch, or Ringo Starr?
I'm going to go with Ewan McGregor.
I'm going to go Ringo.
Mick Jagger. I'm not sure why, but I'll go Ringo Starr also.
Was that saying, oh, you stupid, ignorant slut?
Well, that's it. That's
we
saying.
Missed it?
The answer is Mick Jagger.
Tim got it.
Way to go, Tim.
Yeah. Oh, Tim got
you're the
it?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're the winner, Tim.
By
okay,
the way,
I'm still stupid, ignorant slut.
Interesting enough, he studied economics, and they are by far the richest band, even more so than the Beatles. He penny pitches every penny that comes into the group, and cuts
5 seconds
where he can, and makes a lot of money. Mike Evans, see ya.
Okay, here's how we're going to close the show today. I really hope you listen to this entire song. It's a combination Christmas song, but a great tribute to veterans by Josh Groban. And I'm going to go ahead now and say to all of you, have a great Veterans Day evening. Fire it up there, if you would. This is Josh Groban. Thank you, everybody. Happy Veterans Day.
And I want to wish a very Merry Christmas to my family in Tennessee and my beautiful girlfriend in California. I miss you all, and I'll be home soon.
My name is Specialist Brooke Frisk, and I'm in Baghdad, Iraq. I would like to wish all my family and friends in Georgia and Wisconsin a very Merry Christmas. I'm really going to miss spending the holidays.
And I'll see you guys real soon. Love you guys. Bye.
I am dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
Colonel Philip Stagg. I'd like to wish my family and friends back in Richmond, Virginia, a very Merry Christmas.
And I want to send out a Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish my family a very Merry Christmas in St. Louis, Missouri, especially my daughter Madison, who will be four this Christmas. I'm going to miss opening up presents with her and watching her face and seeing her face on Christmas morning and watching her, you know, experience all the new experiences that Christmas brings.
Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas before.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Sports trending now.
We are working our way towards Monday Night Football's undefeated San Francisco host Seattle in an NFC West matchup. The Niners will be without tight end George Kittle tonight. He's battling knee and ankle issues and has been listed as inactive. The team did activate tight end Garrett Celek off the PUP list today. So there is that. The Niners also going to be without kicker Robbie Gould. Former Charger Chase McLaughlin will handle the kicking duties. As for Seattle, they're a game-time decision regarding Josh Gordon, whether or not he will play. Speaking of injuries, the NFL looking into the Lions' handling of the Matt Stafford back injury, whether they violated protocol by using the questionable designation throughout the week. Washington interim head coach Bill Callahan says that Dwayne Haskins will start the rest of the season at quarterback for the Redskins. The Baseball Writers Association of America has announced the 2019 Rookies of the Year. Houston's Yordan Alvarez wins it in the American League. Pete Alonso takes the National. I'm Ralph Ervin.
We are Fox Sports Radio's